Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini joins us on today's program to provide an update from this week's Pella City Council meeting. Well, Mike, at this week's Pella City Council meeting, a lot of conversation about the future of projects as it relates to the city of Pella. And now that some of the pandemic response has settled down, the council is able to start talking a lot again about some of those significant projects. One that did have an action item and happened in the regular meeting, I think worth mentioning, has to do with Wunderspellen. We had him featured on Let's Talk Pella this week. It's the Miracle Playground proposed up at Kiwanis Park. Let our listeners know where the city is with that project and that public partnership with the nonprofit organization and what the future looks like as the city works with Wunderspellen to make that dream become a reality.
Well, yes, Andrew. First and foremost, thank you for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs. And as you said last night, what we approved last night was a contract with Snyder and Associates, and it's for engineering and design services for the all-inclusive playground that's being proposed at Kiwanis Park. As you mentioned, it is a proposed partnership with the nonprofit entity Wunderspellen on this as well. But ultimately, what we're planning to do is significant renovations to Kiwanis Park for an all-inclusive playground. The contract that we approved last night was just shy of $75,000. And it's an important milestone for the project because it allows us to get started with the engineering design phase services portion of the project. And with that, it also allows the project to move forward. Now, ultimately, when we talk about the agreement itself, it's important to note that the proposed improvements and the proposed park improvements are estimated to cost over $1 million for Kiwanis Park. The city's share of that is right around $320,000. And I think as far as the contract is concerned, what we're geared towards is the engineering fees and also the construction cost of the project. But overall, this is going to be a fabulous project for the city of Pella and a very significant project for the city of Pella. And it's also needed in the community as well. And we're a proud partner. We're proud of our partnership with Wunderspellen and the Kiwanis Club as well. And I'd like to thank both of those entities for the support on this project. And we're very excited to move forward with this project, which is the all-inclusive playground at Kiwanis Park.
And that project slated for completion regardless if construction starts for fall of 2021. Now, the other part of the process of the city council meeting took place after the regular meeting. And Mike, we've had so many conversations recently about development and Pella Fiber, which are all extremely important, especially when we think about the Laley project and housing and, again, Pella Fiber. But the council was really able to explore the future of some very significant capital projects during policy and planning and how the city could potentially finance those. Let our listeners know what the conversation was really geared towards and why it's really the first step in really moving some of these significant projects going forward.
Yes, Andrew, and as you said last night, we had a very good policy and planning session last night where we talked about, and I would characterize these projects as significant strategic projects for the city of Pella. And ultimately, we identified the projects last night during the FY21 budget process, which was our most recent budget process. And because of the size and scope of these projects, we realized very quickly that they would require additional planning to take place before any of them would come to conception or fruition on that as well. And the projects that we were really able to focus on last night were proposed future improvements for the city's community center, as well as the need for indoor recreation in the community as well. And we talked about various concepts for both to meet both of those needs. The other item that I would characterize that had a significant amount of conversation were proposed infrastructure improvements in the city's central business district. And when we talk about infrastructure improvements, what we're really focused on is what I would characterize as below ground infrastructure. Those would be the water lines, the sanitary sewer lines within the central business district. And due to the size and significance of the project and the wide range of options of it, as far as addressing infrastructure on there, it, of course, has some significant dollar options involved. And realistically, when you look at that project, that could realistically be anywhere from $2.5 million project upwards to $15 million in size and scope. The last project that we talked about was when you look at the city's old power plant site, and this would be the green space that's just directly north of the Pella Corporation factory site there where the city's power plant used to sit. There's a beautification project that came as far as being, that was proposed as far as the Oskaloosa Street Corridor project, and it was really intended to serve as a catalyst project to encourage development and redevelopment on the Oskaloosa Street Corridor. That project, the beautification project, was just under $900,000 in estimated cost for the project, and the council talked about that in terms of its importance to the Oskaloosa Corridor as well as the community as well. And so while we talked about various projects, those three projects that we just alluded to, council spent most of the time discussing. The purpose of last night's discussion was just the initial planning session. And as we characterize what we're hoping to do with the council is really round up all the cattle on this and talk about all the projects that we really want to consider and focus on a moving forward basis. Once we have that identified, we'll be able to articulate the time frame and also the context that we'll go about and the procedures that we'll go about as far as making the decision. And as you alluded to, Andrew, with each one of these projects, they could be significant financial scope on this as well. So it's very important that we do a detailed analysis on city's financing and what we're able to actually, because ultimately for these projects to be built, the financial plans have to mesh very closely. Well, they will have to mesh with each one of the projects on this. And so there'll be an interesting process as we proceed with the council, but for the listener's standpoint, last night was the initial session. We just had a very open discussion on the projects, and we'll have more details to come on the process that we'll follow and ultimately discussing each one of these projects in the future.
Once again, that was Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.